This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Poynter Institute is a journalism research and education organization. It's embarked recently on a program to increase media literacy across the country. I talked with Kristen Wellesley, the editorial director for the MediaWise Project, which initially sought to impact young people, but now is changing both its focus and its delivery.
Initially, we were going to do a bus tour in October that was going to be 5 weeks long and was going to take us to college campuses all over the country. So we had to kind of shift that a little bit. But what we have done is we're actually working on an online course. It's going to be 4 weeks long, and it will teach everything that we were teaching in person before coronavirus hit. And we also have a voter guide that's coming out. It's 8 episodes long, about 5 to 6 minutes each. So very quick, but it teaches you things like how to read a poll and things like that. But it also talks about the things that might come up as for a first-time voter, like what's it like to go to the poll for the first time? Who can I ask for questions? Can I take a selfie, for example? Things like that. So that is actually debuting next week. We also have our series of How to Vote in Every State, which we've actually been able to keep up to date, even with all of the changes around registration and everything, which has been surprising, but it's 54 videos. You can go to your individual state and it will tell you everything that you need to know about how to register to vote and how to make sure that you can vote in both the primaries and the election if your primary hasn't passed.
We spend a lot of time talking about how information is like a fire hose right now, and people yes. sometimes don't know where to look for, I don't even want to call it the truth, but fact-based, you know, sourced information. How critical in your mind is it for people to understand what they're seeing and where it came from?
It's absolutely critical. I mean, that is, and really it depends on what you're talking about. I mean, if you're talking about coronavirus, knowing what you're looking at can literally mean the difference between life and death. I mean, that's how critical it is. If you're talking about the election, it is really the difference of knowing who and what you're voting for and really what you're understanding. It's who is running our country. It is, you know, what our democracy is built on. That's how important it is to know where your information is coming from and how accurate it is. And it can be something, you know, there's a lot of things as far as like misinformation that can kind of seem silly and innocuous, like, you know, the photo of the shark swimming during Hurricane Sandy, which I think we actually even saw it during Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, that shark got around. but you know, that might seem innocuous and harmless. And I think to a certain extent, people might feel like it is harmless. But what happens is that if you let that get into your feed, there's a chance that other things could. And when you talk about things like coronavirus and the information that you're getting around that, it really is a matter of life and death. And it really is, you know, you have to think about what's going on when you are sharing that information with your friends and your family. And you need to make sure that this is the most accurate that it could possibly be.
We've talked for some time now about media literacy when it comes to young people, and that's what MediaWise really focused on. But this new partnership really gets to a different group, and that's older Americans. Do you think that they're more susceptible simply because technology changes so quickly?
That's part of it. I think it's that there is just so much of it. I mean, if you think about everything that's in your feed on Facebook and how fast your Twitter feed runs through. I mean, it's constantly updating. Interestingly enough, though, most Americans ages 65 and older are actually on YouTube. It's like 73%, I believe, are on YouTube and 69% are on Facebook. So they're pretty close to each other. But if you think about all of the things that are in your own Facebook feed and your own YouTube feed, that are automatically shown to you, it can be really, really overwhelming. So even if it is a platform that you're familiar with, it can still kind of get really jumbled up, and it can be hard to follow. I also think that when it comes to older Americans, they are probably thinking that if it's coming from, you know, a friend or a family member, well, you know, they're going to share something with me that is, you know, I trust my friend, I trust my neighbor, I've known them for 20 years. You know, I think that there's a level of, you know, trust and respect when somebody has shared it with you. And that probably plays into it as well.
Kristen Wellesley is the editorial director for the Poynter Institute's MediaWise program. You can find more information at poynter.org/MediaWise. I'm Jennifer Fuller.